Hey Tishrei, Monday the 3rd of October, Rabbi David Halpern. A bar mitzvah boy on what's the Shabbos Yom Kippur?
Agmas in Matova, Getty Ben Shua. What better hachuna can be happening in Kiddush Rima da Torah? In the Slichas, the first Slichas after Rosh Hashanah, where we ask the Maluchim to bring forward our case, the first Slichas is Torah Kedusha, Schanib Vakusha, the Schus HaTorah, so we all need the Schus HaTorah, always. Interesting Shabbat, this Yom Yetz Hashem, Shabbos Yom Kiddush, Shabbos Yom Kippur. A bar mitzvah bucha would become a mitzvah matzah Yom Kippur. He'll fast and keep up for Shteitzach. But when Tishali is, for certain reasons, his father is not at home with Yom Kippur. So once Yom Kippur comes home, he wants to make Abdullah for his mother. Can he be Moitz his mother, Abdullah? There's a lot of points to the Shala, but we're only going to raise two or three of them. And a few of them we'll just put aside. The Shala is based on the following. Imtim Tzoloimah, a few Imtim Tzoloimahs. Imtim Tzoloimah is Chiyav Havdullah is the Raisa. If you look at Mishnah Briya, Siman Rais Tzadik Vov in the beginning, he brings the various Hashoinim. Rambam, Sefer Chinuch, Noch Hashoinim, that's Havdullah is the Raisa, like Kiddush is the Raisa. Imtim Tzoloimah Havdullah is the Raisa. And Imtim Tzoloimah, this deserves a Shia on its own, that a man cannot be Moitzi a woman with something which he himself is not machiyev. Normally there's a klal as af pishu yutzu moitzi. For example, if a person's already made kiddush and he wants to kiddush the rice, I'm talking about the rice now. A person's made kiddush and wants to be moitzi another man who can't make kiddush, is not making kiddush, even though he's been yotzi himself, he can be moitzi somebody else. Af pishu yutzu moitzi. It doesn't apply to birchas and hanen. You can't be moitzi somebody else about your priates if you haven't been yotz, if you're not eating yourself. But mitzvahs you can. Rashi says himself Rashuna, because everybody's mechiev as chiev alvus to be moitzi other people with mitzvahs. So even though I've already made kiddush, I can be moitzi another man with kiddush. There's a roisa shala in the Nedi B'hida if this applies also to women. If I've been Yoitzi Kiddush myself, can I be Moitzi my wife with Kiddush? So I won't go into that, that's a discussion on its own. Let's assume that you can't. So now the Shalaz Azoi, if this boy is Mechiv Abdullah Midai Raisa, he can be Moitzi his mother. If he's Mechiv, not Mechiv the Raisa, that's what I want to concentrate on. If he's not Mechiv the Raisa, he'll make Abdullah like anybody makes it, like the child. Had he been a Kotli, he'll also make Abdullah. And actually, even that is a discussion that's going to have to leave. Maybe another time we'll talk about it. There's a Habermann that he should be totally put of Abdullah. But that's in Panatma. If he's not Mechiv, but then I to make Abdullah, his mother is Mechiv, because women are Mechiv in Kiddush, like men. If Kiddush is the Raisa, if Abdullah is the Raisa, women are Mechiv for Abdullah. If Abdullah is not the Raisa, there's a Shala if women are Mechiv or not. So, Umtun Salayim. Imtim Salim that Kiddush Abdullah the Raisa of women on Mechiv with Abdullah. Imtim Salim, this boy is not Mechiv with the Raisa, so he, and Imtim Salim, we cannot be Moitzi, a woman, something not Mechiv himself, that would be the Shali. So we want to come. Pardon?
But why is he not Mechiv himself?
Oh, this is the Shali. He was on Yom Kippur, he was a Kutin.
Yeah,
so with the Raisa and Yom Kippur, he could have eaten. He was allowed to eat on Yom Kippur with the Raisa.
Yeah.
Now he become a good.
No.
Oh, all right. So,
all
right. That's what we're going to talk about. Really, this shala you could ask on Motzei Shabbos itself, and you can ask on Motzei Kippur also. But there's an added dimension. Being Shabbos and Kippur together makes it another point we have to take into account. I don't think we can cover everything. Let's try and cover the basics. There's a shala achieving my father's sefer Sdei Ochunon. In the Chalik Beis, Steyr Chunan, he talks about Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, a bar mitzvah boy, ifzi mechiyev, midai raisa with Abdullah. The Shalik, there's three parts to this Shalik. On Shabbos, he was not mechiyev, midai raisa with Shabbos. He wasn't mechiyev, of course. There's a chiyev chinuch. Shabbos is more than chiyev chinuch. He said, ato evincha v'techo, so besides chiyev chinuch, which is perhaps only Rabbunon, after Vinchas Midarai, so the father certainly had to make sure that the son keeps Shabbos. I'm not talking about that. But the boy himself was Midaraisa not Mechiev to keep Shabbos? He was a Kotel. Like, a Kotel doesn't appear in any mitzvahs. Motzei Shabbos, he's become a Gudel. So from now onwards, he has to keep all the mitzvahs. Motzei Shabbos is a mitzvah of Avdullah. So we should make Avdullah, Pashtus. But it could be the three parts of the Shabbos. Is Shaykh a Chiev of Avdullah when there was no Shabbos? In other words, is Avdullah a Shabbos to the Chiev? So if there was no Shabbos, there's no Avdullah. Or no, now with Motzei Shabbos, it's a Sunday de Kachiv, it's a Chol de Kachiv. And Emerson, if you look at the Mishabriya, you find Kimat, Mishabriya has got this Shala, when he discusses if Nushim or Mechiv Abdullah, if Abdullah is Midrabunam, if Abdullah is Midrabunam, and he says a Sufik of Abdullah, and more or less he says this in the Shala. Is it a Shabbos de Kachiv, as much as a Chiv, Nushim or Mechiv, all Hilch Shabbos, and Kiddush, which happens to be a Mitzvah, Shazay Shazman Gurum, Nushim or Mechiv, this is one of the many exceptions to the rule of mitzvah says Shazman Gurum, Nushim Bakhiras, Kiddush is one of the exceptions. Nushim are certainly Mechiv, Kiddush, Gufelish Gemurah. So if it's a Shabbos de Kachiv, then Nushim should be Mechiv Abdullah. If it's a standard de Kachiv, then it's a Mitzvah Shazman Gurum, Nushim Bakhiras. So more or less this Shal you'll find in the Mishabliya. So the Shal will be here, is it the Shabbos de Kachiv, so the boy might perhaps is put it from Abdullah with the Raisa? Is it a Sunday de Kachiv, a Chol de Kachiv, a Mechiv? Now it's a mitzvah, so he's doing all the mitzvahs of Motzei Shabbos. But have a Malka, you have to eat. Passes by Malka, we could also have a Shal. Also it's a Shabbos de Kachiv, all right, it's the fourth of the Shabbos, but I don't think the male will give him a vat on it. Again, it's not that nice in any case. That's Shal number one. In Tinsaloyma, that it's a Shabbos de Kachiv, you can't have Abdullah without a Shabbos, but perhaps after Shabbos, he became a Gudel, the Rege became night. There's a Chiev of Toisvus Shabbos after Shabbos. So Lechoyle, he might be a Chiev with Toisvus Shabbos. So maybe on Toisvus Shabbos is a Chiev of Abdullah. So even though the Shabbos is a Shabbos of Chiev. Now the question is he a Chiev of Toisvus Shabbos?
Can you have Toisvus Shabbos after Shabbos?
Oh, good. So let's now we're entering the deep waters. This is the Shal. Can you have now Toisvus Shabbos without Shabbos? Can you have Toisvus Yom Kippur without Yom Kippur? Let's say Taka the Bucha. Let's take an example, a Bucha who became the mitzvah Motzi Yom Kippur, and he cannot fast Yom Kippur. He's saying it's bad enough that the Psak, he doesn't need it. It wasn't so bad that had he been the Raiser, it wasn't a Pkiach Nefesh, so had he been a good, we would have told him to fast, but he was ill enough to say to him that as a Bucha, as a Kutin, you don't have to fast. When it comes to Motzi Yom Kippur, does he have to climb places Yom Kippur? Does he have to fast for 5 minutes? Because now he's a mitzvah. Places Yom Kippur. The 5 minutes you'll meet. This shala is not my shala. This shala is an alter shala. There are three shittas. The Chassam Sofer starts off. What happens if the Bucha becomes a mitzvah in Yom Kippur himself? Has he got a mitzvah to Yom Kippur every Yom Kippur? There's a chiyuv with a raisa to be moist on Yom Kippur. This is the kilauna. Toisvus Shabbos on Chalukos. Rishonim. The Rama held there's no such thing as Toisvus Shabbos of only Yom Kippur. But by Yom Kippur, the Lefesh of Gemurah, there's a chiyuv Toisvus Yom Kippur. There's two lemidim for that. Machloek is which of the two lemidim, but the two lemidim that you have to be moisif on Yom Kippur, midaraisa. Is a Bucha who becomes a mitzvah on Yom Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur, he was still a Kutin, has he got a Chiyuv Toisvus Yom Kippur? Zot Chacham Sofer does a push it that he hasn't. He's a Kutin. Who you haven't got him to talk to. He's a child. So even though there's a Chiyuv Toisvus Yom Kippur of Gan's Klal Yisrael, but he is a Kutin, he's not a Chiyuv. So his Yom Kippur starts off without Toisvus Yom Kippur. Then the Chassam Sofer says, as you said, that it was the other way around also. If he becomes a mitzvah, motzi Yom Kippur, if there's no Yom Kippur, there's no Toisvus Yom Kippur. You can't have a Toisvus without Yom Kippur itself. The Menuchas Chenuch is not sure about it. The Menuchas Chenuch says, yes, there is topic. After Yom. And soon we'll see how Dain Weiss, in the Zitzot, managed to find the Chakira in Hilchas Toisvus Yom Kippur to say what the Shala is. But they don't say what the Shala is. Yechem Sofer just says, push it. I've written actually on the second side, and you have the illusion of Sofer, if you want to look through it yourself afterwards. Sofer says you can't have a Toisvus without an Ikar. There's no such thing. Menuchas Chenuch, he doesn't say why. He says, well, Menuchas Chenuch says, I've got a Sofer. He also doesn't say why. I've got a Sofer. And then I saw Achroina bring Yeshiyas Yaakov. I don't have the Yeshiyas Yaakov, unfortunately. I saw them, they bring Yeshiyas Yaakov, say that you are Mechiv. Not a Sofer yet. Bucher, it's Mechiv, the Raisa, Toisvus Yom. Now to understand what's Taka the Shala, if he should be Mechiyah, Chamsoyfe, that's Svorah the Kazakh. You don't have a Toisvus without the Ikar. That's a Svorah. of the Avad Sad that you can have a Tosfos, you don't fast, he doesn't fast all of it, you keep him for 5 minutes, has to fast Tosfos Yom Kippur. Interesting tshiva in Dan Weiss, Mechsitzot. Now, where is the Lamdun? Now, where is the Chalif? It brings a Gumur Azoy. The Gumur says, we know that a cloud as Ein Issa Chalal Issa. One Issa can't be Chal Nad. There are some exceptions. Issa Koidel, Issa Moisev, Bas Achas, and so on. So on, there are exceptions. Reb Shimon says, there's no exceptions. Ein Issa Chal Issa. According to Reb Shimon, a Nevela, which became a Nevela, Erev Yom Kippur, when it comes to Yom Kippur, there's no Issa Yom Kippur in it. So if somebody eats that Nevela, he's not Chayav Kulis, he's in the Chayav Malkus. Because Yom Kippur is not Chal on the Vela. It wasn't the Vela before Yom Kippur. And Ein Issa Chal Issa. We, all others, say differently because Yom Kippur is Koilal, other food also. It's more Chomer also. For various reasons, Yom Kippur can be Chal on the Vela. But Reb Shimon says, no. According to Reb Shimon, it's an interesting thing that he points out. According to Reb Shimon, it's an Achidish Nifla. If somebody Chas V'Shulim has to eat Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah says, Machilim Oysa Hakal Hakal, you should give him what is less Issa. So instead of him going to his frigidaire and taking out a kusha piece of gadasi meat, kalat kusha, he should rather go to the shop and buy bela mevela, and mevela you learn b'vei lav, and this kusha meat you learn b'kuris. So he's better off eating mevela than kusha meat. Yeah, all right, sounds strange. All right, not haluch on a maaser. But according to this cheshman, Kind Elsa, yeah, and Yom Kippur not chal on mevela, so there's no kuris for the mevela, there's only malchus, and the kusha meat is kuris. In any case, we don't pass that kusha. We say it's a koil is chal. But even if Shimon and Moida, Babas Achas, if two Ixirim come together, they are both a Chal. The Gemara says, this year, Shabbos Yom Kippur, if somebody will do a Melucha Chas V'Shulam on this Shabbos Yom Kippur, he's chayv two Chatuas. If it's Meshoyah, two Chatuas. For Shabbos and for Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, why? Because Bahadah do the course if they come together. So it's not a shal of Issa Chal of Issa, even if one would be not be able to be Chal on the other one, they come together. Frig the Manatzchayis. And in Oisvur, we've got the Lushna Manatzchayis. He said, Tzurich in Gudel. Leshitas ha-Tor va-Tirazulov. The Tor, actually the Ram holds, as Toysus Yom Kippur is Midaraisa, but not Toysus Shabbos. The Mura which says, Me'erev ad-Erev, Trish B'Shabbat Shabbatchem, B'Sish al-Achodesh Be'erev, you have to have Toysus Yom Kippur, even if the Mura does say, it says Shabbat Chem to include Shabbos. The Ram has got different views in the Gemara. The Ram says there's no such thing as Tosfos Shabbos, only Tosfos Yom Kippur. Frek Darkash, the Shetas HaTor and the Terezul, I've got the man on the coin, if you want to look it up, he explains clearly, this is the Torah out, the Dafka Tosfos Yom Kippurim, Bein Yin Yachil, Bein Yin Melocha Yidaraisa. I will Tosfos Shabbos, and Yerach Rabun. I bazoi, how can the Gemara say it's Tabay Vadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad You start off with Yom Kippur, because there's Tosis Yom Kippur, that's Chal first, quarter night before. Then you've got Shabbos, so Shabbos should not be Chal on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, it's not Bahad Adusa. Tosis Yom Kippur comes first. Tzuruch and Gudel. Matzchik, it's couldn't find the answer.
You could say
that
Tosis
and Yom Kippur are one unit. Yeah, great mind things like you. You've got the English dying Weiss's mind. Matzchik was where in Poland didn't have this type of Maruch Machshuva. Or as we know from the Bas Yosef heard from the Maggid, the Malach. The Bas Yosef and the Malach were talking to you. The Bas Yosef wrote down the Sefer of the Maggid Meshur, which he heard from the Malach. And the Malach told him that there was once a Psalmaiser where the Bas Yosef was struggling with the Psalmaiser had been working for 3 days, it's a long time, till he managed to work it out. And he went to the Bas Medrash, he had 4 people learning the Gemara, and he sat next to him, listening how they learned, and he saw they were learning just like that, galactic. Couldn't understand, he had struggled a few days to get it. And then knew it immediately. He went and asked the Malach Chusib Pshat. So he said, no, this Gemara is there, Shvei Sefenstein. And in this world, in the Seichel, it wasn't, our Seichel couldn't be Masgid. But once you had plowed through it, and you brought it on the Seichelius of this world, so now everybody learns the Gemara will be able to reach it. So you can give credit to the advice for your. Alright. So the Menachem Sisak clears this Shala. What is actually Tosfos Yom Kippur? Tosfos Yom Kippur in Emerson Halucha is different than Yom Kippur. There's no Chiyuv Kulos on Tosfos Yom Kippur. It's only an Asay. So you could learn Pshat, as you're saying, that maybe Tosfos Yom Kippur is a Zimra Mitzvah. There's a Mitzvah of Tosfos Yom Kippur, but it's not an extension of Yom Kippur. And actually, the Lushna Gemara would fit in very well with that. Gemara says, B'tisha l'choydesh bo'elef, me'era ba'edelef tish b'shabatchim. So Gemara, B'tisha l'choydesh? Who's fasting a Tisha l'choydesh? So the Gemara, yes, but Tisha L'Chodesh, you have to fast, Tisha and Kippur. Me'erev ad Erev, Erev means the inclusive, both Erev, the Erev, and Erev after Yom Kippur is again Tisha L'Chodesh. So that within the din of Erev, it might not be an extension of Yom Kippur, it's a mani b'fnei. Or you could learn its extension. And Melchis Yosef says that it most probably depends on where your limit comes from. If you learn it out from the Pusik, B'sisho L'Chodesh Be'erev, Me'erev ad Erev Tisha B'sisho Patrim, then yes, it will say it's two separate things. There's another Gemara that says, "Ba'avadat es hanefesh hahi be'etzem hayom hazeh." The Lushna Gemara is, "Chol hanefesh hashetas kol melucha be'etzem hayom hazeh." I stress it is, "Chol hanefesh hashetas melucha be'etzem hayom hazeh." Ba'avadati. So, to mean etzem etzimo shel yom des kurus, but in non etzimo yishiyem is no kurus. So from here we see there is an inyan of Tosfos Yom Kippur. If there's no Tosfos Yom Kippur, there's no such thing. Etzimo shel yom is kurus, and the non etzimo shel yom is non kurus. So from here we learn Tosfos Yom Kippur. So the Melchis Yosef, if you learn from here, then you can say it's an extension of Yom Kippur. There's a Yom Kippur with etzimo shel yom and a non etzimo shel yom. It's all one yom. But if you learn out from the Tisha L'Chodesh Me'erev, there's a man, there's a man of Tisha to fast, a man of Asili, and a man of Achadus. So he said the Chayla. That would be the answer to Matzchai's Kasha. The Gemara, which said that the Bas Achas, Gemara held that Bashar's Tosis Yom Kippur comes in, that's Tosis Yom Kippur. After that, it finishes. There's a new din of Yom Kippur. At that moment, both come together. And he says, interesting, Taluch HaLemaisa, B'Yenach Gemin. He says, if a Nevela, if a Behema became a Nevela in this man of Tosis Yom Kippur. So it became an Avela, and it couldn't become an Issa Avela, because it really was also Als Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur came first. First is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is called all fruit. Now it became an Avela. So the Issa Avela is not Netoisif. So somebody will eat it, he will not be Chayav an Avela, he'll only be Chayav Yom Kippur. But if he says that this is as Man B'Fnei Atzmoi, when the quarter now is finished, Toisif Yom Kippur has finished. Now, B'Bas Achas, you've got an Avela and Yom Kippur coming together. He said, that would be enough for me now. So that's how he answered this discussion. So then he says, L'chayre, this will be the mechloikus between the Chassam Sofer and the Yeshayahu Yaakov of the Menuchas Chinuch. Chassam Sofer holds that Tosfos Yom Kippur is a Zman of Yom Kippur, the extension of Yom Kippur. You can't have extension if you don't have Yom Kippur. If you have Yom Kippur, you have to extend it. This Bar Mitzvah boy who did not have the Darais and Yom Kippur, you can't start with Tosfos. The others who say perhaps differently, they say that Tosfos Yom Kippur is a Zman B'Katzmo. And Achadul said there's a Chayv to fast for 10 minutes. He became Bar Mitzvah then, so he has to fast then. So this is L'Chayv of the Shal. Alright, so now coming back to Yustei Al-Chulam, to my father's Shal. So L'Chayv, Tosfos Shabbos is based on Tosfos Yom Kippur. Derech Agav, just for general knowledge, the Rambam held at Tosfos Yom Kippur, the writer, only L'Gaba Inui, not L'Gaba Melucha. The Torah says Lagaba Melucha also, and not Lagaba Shabbos. The Torah seems to be a bit of a pshura. And the other Hashem say Lagaba Shabbos because the Gemara says Ma'er v'Erev Tish B'Si Shabbat Chem comes to include Shabbos also. So Shabbos, Tosfos Shabbos is based on Tosfos Yom Kippur. Over there, the same Chaki that you have in Kippur, you have in Tosfos Shabbos. So L'Chayda, this Shala, does this boy have a Chiyah Midarais of Tosfos Shabbos, will depend on the Chum Sofer versus the others. That's one part of the Shalom. Now coming back to the other Shalom, the first Shalom, is there a Chiv Abdullah where there's no Yom Kippur, where there's no Shabbos? My father says, the Chiv is Toiler, where we learn out the Chiv Abdullah from. The Rambam, the Sefer Chinuch, many Rishonim say, Abdullah is based, if we say Abdullah Zaraisa, Zuchar Es Yom HaShabbos LeKadshu means, Bechnisusay Yivitziyusay. So as much as a Chiv Shabbos Kiddush, when you start Shabbos, there's a Chiv Abdullah when you finish Shabbos. If it's a Shabbos to Kechiv, he has to remember the Shabbos, the beginning and the end. If there was no Shabbos for him, there's no Chiv Abdullah. The Kesef Mishnah brings another Pusik. It brings a Pusik that Lahavdul ben HaKodesh ben HaChol, and he says that perhaps the Rambam holds that this, that from the Pusik Lahavdul ben HaKodesh ben HaChol, that's the Chiv Abdullah. So the Chiv to be Mavdul, ben Kodesh HaChol. So as it comes night and it's Chol, even though this boy didn't have a Shabbos, but this day is miflesh from the previous day because the previous day was Shabbos. Maybe it didn't affect him, but it was Shabbos. So to be Mavdil, the Sunday from Shabbos, perhaps is a Chiyuv. So that's the Shabbos. So now, Im Tum Tzolonim, that you do have to have a Shabbos to have Havdullah. Zuchr is in a Shabbos. And this Mitzvah Bocha did not have a Shabbos. So now we've got the other Shabbos that we had. If he only has Tosis Shabbos, if we say he does have Tosis Shabbos, it's all fakers. If we say he does have Tosis Shabbos, is sufficient this 10 minutes Tosis Shabbos to be Machayev Havdullah? Or do you have to have Havdullah, or you have to have a whole Shabbos? L'chayev, you could say, Zuchr is in a Shabbos, you could say, 10 minutes Shabbos, have to make Havdullah. My father brings down a Prima Gudim, which is a Medayek of Prima Gudim. He doesn't say Befeish, but he's a Medayek of Prima Gudim, which is Taka Mashmazoi, that on Tosis Shabbos itself there's no Chiyuv Kiddush. Let me explain what I mean. There's a Chiyuv Medayek to make Kiddush Friday night. If a person does not make Kiddush Friday night, he has to make Kiddush on Shabbos. I'm not talking about what we make Kiddush on Shabbos, that's different thing altogether. Kiddush Arava, that's certainly a Drabunan, that's only Boy Tragufin. I'm talking about Kiddush, Puruch, At Hashem, Mekadosh, Shabbos, the whole Nisuch. Of Friday night, besides Yom HaShishi, you can't say Yom HaShishi on Friday on Shabbos. But a person didn't make Kiddush Friday night, but onus of a roots and b'shoyig of b'meis dischachelik, there's a chiv to make Kiddush Shabbos in daytime. So you make the boy pagufen and the brucha for Kiddush on Kaddish Shabbos. If a person reminds himself Shabbos afternoon, he hasn't made Kiddush. Still, for the last 5 minutes also, from good is mashma that for twice for Shabbos you don't make Kiddush. The chiv of zuchas on Shabbos in Kaddish does not apply to twice Shabbos. It's certainly Havdullah, which is based on Zuchas Yemesh Habas Makatsoi, would not be applicable for him. Now, you ask me why do I say this year on Shabbos and Kippur? This is, I could say it every year. Maybe it's more interesting this year. There is an added dimension to this whole business of Shabbos and Kippur, another point which to be taken into account. Imtin Soloima, that Tosfos Shabbos is not Deraisa. So this boy has gotten on a Shabbos, I wouldn't have this Shala, because there's no Tosfos Shabbos. Imtin Soloima that in Yom Kippur there's no Chiyuv of Kiddush and Havdullah. That Zuchas Yom Shabbos is only on Shabbos, but Yom Tov is Rabbon, it's also Machlokes. So on normal Yom Kippur, I also wouldn't have this. I would talk about the Raisa here. Perhaps this year is different. A combination of two. How do the combination join together? Two separate issues. I saw something in Mishnah Yavetz from Rav Zolti. He brings a Tzuzur, which the way I learned Tzuzur, I understand differently, but he understands that way. That even according to the Rambam, who says that Tosfos Shabbos is the new Tosfos Shabbos, but Tosfos Yom Kippur is B'daraisa, he says when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, because Yom Kippur, he makes Tosfos Yom Kippur, that is Manshuk Shabbos also. So now he's Chayav as Shabbos also. This is what we said before. Again, that would be another answer from Matzchai's Kasha, by the way, because they both come together. So he learns Pshat and Tirozov. I'm not quite sure what he means, 100%, because if you look at Tirozov, I think, to me, it seems this Pshat, but it could be that the same would apply to Matzah Shabbos, the Matzah people. So Oibazoi, even if, according to Rambam, that there's no Chiyav of Tosfos Shabbos normally, but when there's a Chiyav of Tosfos in Kippur, it's Mamshach Shabbos. If it's Mamshach Shabbos, there could be a Chiyav of Kiddush and Shabbos. So therefore, this year there'll be an added dimension to this whole Shalom.
Chai from a locha then.
We call the Rambam not, we call the Rambam only on in. Yeah,
no, but I'm saying because the Shabbos is making it into. Sorry, because Yom Kippur is making the Shabbos into it.
He turns this point on the Rabbat Yom Kippur itself. The result explains that why the Rambam says Tosfos Yom Kippur is only for Achila. Keep the Torah and says it's for so he says, according to the Zohar, once you've made the choice for one part, it becomes nacht for all the reading. And therefore, it's a bluch also. So even the drama says the Gemara only learns the nisan inni, but because of inni, you've already got everything. It brings you the bluch. So it's all like one brings out. Being a sefer my tshiva, Shavuot HaZvara Buddha, I heard a gewaltige gemushel from the Pshapsi Levitschan Bluch. We will have a problem with the Yetzer Hara, yeah? No problem. Without the Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't need a Seishim Echiva. The tachlis of a person is to go through life with Nisyonis, and to be miskabba on the Nisyonis. And when the Yetzer Hara comes, he makes us feel that it's insurmountable, we can't manage. He ties us up and binds us up with Vashimitim. And we have to. The Pshavshir Lev said he was once walking to Shalayim in the street and he heard a child crying. Looked round, he saw a 9-year-old boy, Shalayim in Yigula, tied to a tree. It was up to me. Thank you. Quickly, it was up to me. Unties it. It was just a play before. So what happened? What's wrong? Who tied you? What's going on? So a little boy, family, but they were playing. I'm playing with my friend. And what the Islam children play, they didn't have all these sophisticated educational gadgets. So they were playing that one was the Balagula and one was the, I was the horse and he was the Balagula and he was this. And then he said he wants to go and have a drink, so what do? You tie the horse to this. And he went in and it's already an hour, he hasn't come out, he's disappeared, he forgot. Fine. So the Shabbos and Rebbe says, Ingele, Mishtaylish. Just pulled one string of the bow, wasn't it? He wasn't properly tied, you could have. Why didn't you try to undo it yourself? So he said in tears his eyes, I was scared to do it because then I wouldn't be a horse anymore. Finished, it's the end of the game. I wouldn't be a horse. He's playing with us. All of us are playing this game sometimes, we don't realize, and we're in the game. And this thing is sometimes we don't want to free ourselves because we're scared we won't be a horse anymore. This is going to be Mr. Drusha. The name shall I leave to you to understand. But I must say, I heard from a Yid B'nai Brak, who visits prisoners, and he told me a word from a prisoner. This is Mamish Gewaltig. Perhaps a person in prison has time to think of things which we are too torrid to think about. Gewaltig gesagt. He said, okay, the prisoner said to him, he comes to visit, he's a chaplain in the prison, this person, Halberstamheister. So he goes to prison. I don't know if you've ever been in the prison, I've been there, how it works. You have an appointment to come in. The guard or whatever it is comes up with a bunch of keys. He opens one door, come inside, he locks it behind you, opens the next door. There's one door inside either, and he won't open the next door till he's closed the door for it, in case who knows what you're going to do to him. So he came in, and the prisoner said to me the following. He said, you know, you noticed that the person will not open one door till he hasn't made sure that all the doors behind him are locked. You know the chilek between him and the Rabbani Shloim? We sometimes feel that we're locked in a prison. They say, it's horror, comes to us, we can't move. We don't realize there's a bigger picture. Rabbani Shloim has given us, he gives us a Shabbos. Everything, all the times, that's a manim of tshiva, of a person can. And all opportunities, you open a Gemara, that's also in your Geila. Shabbos is Zechel, Sis Mitzrayim, and certainly Yom Neruah, Ma'ach, Ganser Chodesh, Elul, the Rosh Hashanah, it all goes with it. He said, that God will not open one door till all doors are closed. The Rebbeinu Shleinam doesn't lock one door till he hasn't made sure that all the other doors are open. So if we have a feeling that we're locked somewhere, we should realize there are a lot of doors open, you might have closed this door and we can't move. There's a door here. There are many, many ways to go out of it, and that's what you have to think about. I think it's a Gewaltige lesson. I'll leave you with a brucha. I heard from Skelena Rebbe Zeich said a brucha. This Shabbos, Yom Kippur doch Shabbos, and Shabbos weiß man doch, Shabbos im Mokoyer HaBrucha. Yismich, Malchus Hashem, the Shabbos, every Shabbos we are invited to the palace of the Rebbeinu Shloim to enjoy the Malchus Shemayim. And certainly this Chus of Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, Yidin, Amhada and Machmen and all types of things. In Shabbos, Chimnes, Al-Gabachimnes, the Gedolei Apostolim, you see, Moshe Feinstein, who was Matir, the most difficult Shalas of Mamish, Ishus, and Mamzeiris, he came to Shabbos, and he said, Mamzeiris, the Radha Mishluruf, was Matir, thousands of Aginus, Aginus, and Mamish, Mamzeiris, and Shalas, and it's well known that he came to Shabbos, he was a very Sechusim, Divachan, a son of Chusit. There's a Shalas in the Shabbos, in Shtar Mechira, where the Divachan was Michael, and the Divrei Cheskel, the Shiluv, was Machma. And my Zayid, the Radim Shiluv, was a Sanzer Chusid, not a Shiluv Chusid. After the Petir on Sanzer Ruv, most people went to the Shiluv, he went to the Gorit Ruv. And he, Lamas, was Machma. He didn't want to be Matar Dach. So somebody asked him, Divrei Chaim is Matar. Yeah, the rest of Divrei Chaim, the ganze Welt of the Tzitzit for Divrei Chaim, his Piska Haluchas, the Tashias, Yarek, of Allah, Bidu, Yisur. He was Matar, so why can't you accept his Pesach? So he said, for Shabbos HaBachmoy. Shabbos, the way they saw Moedah for Shabbos. Shabbos, not to touch even a speck of Shabbos. Akapunim, he said the following. So we have the source of Shabbos this year, especially Shabbos in Kippur, Shabbos in a few Sfurim, in the Oysemeach, they bring down that just like the Gemara says in Zeruchim, that the Kedishas Shabbos is mashpia on the Korban Tumid of Shabbos, the Korban Tumid, which is a weekend of the Korban, is more Mekedish in Shabbos because it's a Shabbos Kippur. So all mitzvahs which a person does in Shabbos has got a Shabbos Kedusha. So the Tanis in Yom Kippur, however great it is every year, this year it's a Shabbos Tanis in Kippur. It's got the Kiddush Shabbos with it. So the Shabbos is a Gewaltiger, and it's first time Shabbos, it's first Shabbos. The Gemara Zuch, the Chibad of Tzoy, my associate of Shabbos. There's a fear of a Shabbos to wear different begudim. Shalom Yehem HaBishchosh HaShabbos, Kam HaBishchosh HaChov. Shabbos have to wear differently. Some are marked that every beggar should be different. Okay, normally we mean the main begudim should be different, but some are marked not have one beggar, even my shoes of Shabbos are different than the shoes of weekdays. It's talked about, they're white. But even all the begudim. So it's a point that Achiev, the Chibad of Tzoy, my associate of Shabbos. Zuch to Gemara. Omer Avena. In Yeshloi Lahachlif, if he has two sets of clothes, Yachlif, he has to wear a different one for Shabbos. Then Einloi Lahachlif, Yeshalshul Bubgudov. They used to wear very long clothes, which all week they had the belts which kept it high up, you'd be able to work. If it's down to the floor, you can't work. So it's higher. But when you come to Bukhubit Gezach, you let off the belt, you let them down, it's more respectable. Yeshalshul was a plashi, Yeshalshul Bubgudov Kalapa Mato. They should let them go further down, bring them down. Sheyiri Arichim, they should look like longer. Behi Midas Hashidim, because Hashidim, they work, they wear longer begudim. Hayoshim Bebeisom. The Einam Tzvichim Lesalak Begdeim and Huret Bishlum Melucha. If you eat Shabbos here, you walk around like somebody who doesn't need to work. Then they were looked. The boy in Shem Divis are Melech Leibish Rachman. You've got one Malbish. A Malbish Rachman, you don't have two Malbishim. The Mua said, you've got two Malbishim, you change it for Shabbos. If you've got one, what are you supposed to do? So the Divis are Melech Leibish Rachman. You've got a Malbish called Rachman. So for Shabbos, he said, Beit Lat Fila, Yeshal Shil Begud of Lamatzah. This Begud of Rachman, bring it all the way down to us, that we should all have the Begud, the Hashpur, the Begud of the Leib Shachem. Leib Shachem, Zazoy Chazan, Agmach, Simotoy, and Agit Kibay Shiyo. Amen.